think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all your realty, business, financial, and entertainment networking news. Big here, your host tonight, and we have two guests that are here to blow your mind and help blow your business out of proportion. If your thing has been going slow and you've been looking for that extra boost, then the two tech divas, Kirsten Womack and Donna Bax, be able to help you. Donna and Kirsten, are you there?
Yes,
we're here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Donna, can you please tell our listeners out there where you're from?
We're from Pittsburgh, PA. That's where we reside at now, but originally Kirsten's from Ohio area, and I'm from outside of Pittsburgh. But our business is based in Pittsburgh, PA, land of the Steelers.
Okay. Now, let me one of the things I'd like for you to do before we really get into the nitty-gritty of this interview is how can people reach you?
They can reach us at our website. All our contact information is there, and that's www.2techdivas.com.
Okay, so for all of our listeners out there, they have to go to www.2techdivas.com, www.2techdivas.com.
Yeah.
Now, Kirsten, how did you guys come to partner? How did you meet each other?
Donna and I met almost exactly 2 years ago at a conference
mm-hmm.
called E-Magnified that's put on by Seton Hill University. It's a women's conference. And I had just launched my virtual assistants business, and Donna was actually a vendor there. And I approached Donna, and she was my second client as a VA.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. So, Donna, you were a vendor at this place. What were you doing?
Well, how I got started in the whole tech thing is I started a community website called The Soul Pit, and it is the was voted best 2007 and 2008 best local community site in the East Coast. And
wow.
A community site for, you know, Pittsburgh, putting you down with everything soulful going on in the city. And, you know, it just blew up, and I ended up becoming like another media entity in the city, comparable somewhat to like radio and print. So that was the place to go if you wanted to reach that target audience. So I was at the event actually as a media sponsor promoting that. So, and I ran into Kirsten. I needed a virtual assistant, and when she told me she was virtual assistant, I thought that was cool because, you know, she had to be up on technology to be doing that.
Wow. So did you ladies take combinations of both of your businesses and then, you know, decide from there to, you know, maybe if we combine this, we'll be able to even do more?
Exactly. That's exactly what we did. And we both, we overlap, but we don't as
mm-hmm.
far as what our in our businesses. Some of the services that we provide, they're, like I said, they overlap, but in a way that they really don't. I say that Donna's the design and I'm the detail.
Mm-hmm. And it works together really good. I do a lot of web design, logo design, and everything. She sets up a lot of the back end stuff for us on websites and a lot of the verbiage, the copywriting, and other things like that. So we kind of work well together. I was helping her clients with things, and she was helping my clients, so we just decided to collaborate. And that's when we came up with a company called Soul Impressions. And that's combining the name of my company, The Soul Pit, and her company, Immaculate Impressions, which was the name of her virtual assistant, and we made it Soul Impressions. And this first venture, out of it, it came about as the Two Tech Divas. Because we're definitely not your typical nerds if you check us out, so.
Yeah, I saw that. I love your story. You know, because I haven't had a chance to really talk to the both of you together and hear these different things. So I'm hearing them for the very first time as our listeners are hearing them. One of the things that I like for you to Kirsten, is was there ever an issue with, you know what, can I trust this person, or did you guys just have a vibe right off? Because so many of us have big ideas and we think big, but it all comes down to what if this person tries to do this or run away with this and that. How did you feel about that, the trust issue?
You know what? From the very beginning, I don't know what it was. We just clicked, and I never even thought about that and still don't.
Wow.
I'm real open, and so is Donna, and we communicate, and when I'm getting on her nerves, I can tell, and I leave her alone, and when she's getting on mine, she can tell, and she leaves me alone, and we just work well together, and the trust issue, we're reaching towards a common goal.
Yes. As you know, George Favor has that book out called Click, and I don't know if you guys out there heard about it, but it's about network. He's like, you know, one of the biggest networkers, and we click.
And what's his name?
You know, about the same thing, and we're both on the same page. So it kind of works very well together. I mean, you got to watch people sometimes, and sometimes you might feel as though, you know, do I want to share all my, you know, the way I do business? Do I want to share the software I use? You know, I had a thing with that sometimes because, you know, people take their ideas and run with it. But, you know, we just click like that.
And that's a good thing. Donna, would you also agree?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Great, because, I mean, that's a beautiful thing because sometimes you'll see people who have just great ideas, and not only do they not know how to get them out, they don't know who they can partner with when they definitely need partners, because I see that from your partnership, it has made the both of your strengths even stronger, you know, and as big thinkers, those are things that we should always look for as people that we can trust to do things with. Donna, what would you say was your biggest challenge before you met Kirsten?
Growth, because you can't do everything yourself. So she actually came at the right time because I was at a point where I just needed help. You cannot possibly do everything to make your business grow. You could be a one-man show, one-woman show for only but so long. You still need key people that's in your corner or down with you or whatever. That's going to help you take it to the next level. And, you know, with Kirsten and I, we're able to work on both of our own things together, but then also take each other to the next level together. It kind of works really well.
So, Kirsten, what would you say was your biggest challenge right before you met Donna?
My biggest challenge was I had just launched my business, and I was new to the Pittsburgh area. And I had always worked from home, so just getting out, getting to know the city, getting to know what was going on in the city, and that's why it was another perfect thing, because of the Soul Pit led me to learn all of that. Anything that you want to know in this city, you go to the Soul Pit to find out. So it was like I was on a path that day that I didn't know I was on, but I was glad that I found it.
And it's kind of cool, because just last week we had a table at the same event that we met at last week, and we also did a class there on blogging. So it was like a full circle that day.
That's a good thing. And then here you are on Think Big Radio telling it all.
That's right, Think Big.
That's right.
Okay, so now let me ask you, Donna. I'm surfing the internet. I find your site. I click on it. What can I expect? How can you benefit me as someone who's new to the internet world, and I just, you know, I have this fire, this burning desire in me to do something, to become something, to leave my mark, my print. How can you help me? What do I get? I just clicked your button.
Okay, you go to the Two Tech Diva site. The first thing you should definitely do is sign up for the newsletter. You got to sign up for that because we're constantly giving people tips and advice to help make their business grow. When you come to the Two Tech Diva site, you'll see, like I said, that we're not your typical nerds by any means, meaning that we know how to talk to people and really handhold and talk to people who might be scared of technology and not familiar with different things and just talk to you in a way that's comfortable. And how we present ourselves and how we present the material to you is easy to understand. What we can do is give you the tools you need, as we say, to dig for your gold online. So that's
wow.
What you will find when you go on Two Tech Divas. We have a lot of things on there you can learn about. We put tips out there, but sign up for our newsletter. You'll find out about our classes. And we also travel. We do something called laptop workshops. And it's, you know, everybody has a laptop. A lot of business owners do. But do you really know how to use it, or do you really know how to get the most out of it? Well, you come to our class, you bring your laptop with you, and we teach you hands-on how to start a blog from scratch. When you leave the class, you'll have a blog. When you leave any of our classes, you will have a product. You won't have to go home, read your notes, try to figure out where to begin and start by yourself. So we handhold a lot of people who are technically challenged.
Wow, that's great. Because a lot of people have problems with, especially older people and senior citizens who are trying to get into things. And it's just a pleasure to see on their face that they can even, you know, email someone or their grandson and learn about this technology, because it's the place to be. It's where you should be. Now, I'm going to let you guys know right now, we've got two people listening live. Now, sometimes they just want to listen, but other times they might want to make a comment, or they may want to ask a question. So we have a person from the 412 area code and also the 832 area code. So 412 area code 241 is the first part of your number. I'm going to put you on the air. Just let us know your name and where you're from and ask your question or comment. 412, you're on.
Hi, my name is Barjan, and I'm from Pittsburgh, and I just wanted to say that I really appreciate Two Tech Divas, and I really look up to them because this is something new for the Pittsburgh area. And I just really enjoy watching them. I enjoy listening to them and reading about them.
Thank you. Thank you,
Barjan. I think you're awesome.
Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
You guys just received a shout-out to let our listeners out there know that you are doing it big out there in Pittsburgh. I'm going to just mute you. Did you have anything else to say? You'll still be able to listen live.
Oh, no, I'm okay. Thank you.
Okay, great. I'll just mute you so you can listen in, and let all your other friends out there know that they're on Think Big Radio right now, and all they have to do is call this number, and they can listen live also.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, our next call from the 832 area code, first three is 264. I'm going to put you on. You just have to state your name and where you're from. 832 area code, you are live. Okay, there must be someone that wants to listen, so I'll ask one more time. 832 area code 264, did you have a question or a comment for the Two Tech Divas? Okay, I just take it that's somebody that wants to listen. Okay, when both of you guys got together and you combined a number of different companies and then you decided to actually combine this company, what would you say, I'm not sure if I talked to Donna last or Kirsten, but whichever one of you want to answer, was your biggest challenge after you came together?
I'll take it, Donna.
Okay.
Slowing down. we both have a million ideas.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And Donna told me one day, you've got a violation. You got to slow down.
I had to give her a ticket, babe. I was like, slow your roll, for real.
So that was the biggest challenge for me, because when you have all these ideas and you're by yourself,
uh-huh,
it's just not the same. But when you have them and you have somebody that when you tell them about them and they're just as excited as you are about them, and you could see how together you could just make the idea work, the ideas just start coming, and they come to you at night, they come to you when you're driving,
mm-hmm,
and you got to capture them when they're live, because you might forget if you don't write it down or you don't tell her, you know, if I don't share it and get it out there. So that was my biggest thing, was I had to slow down with all my ideas. I haven't slowed down with my ideas. I just stopped sharing them as fast. I just hold on to them for a few more minutes.
Because we'll want to do them, but we can't get sidetracked. We got to really focus on some of the things that we're working on, because a lot of things are coming our way. And we just come up with so many things.
I'm glad that you said that, because and they flow just like that, and it can easily sidetrack you. And
mm-hmm,
that's one of the things that, you know, big thinkers do than people who are just trying to get in there and they just let their attention get separated to too many different things. You know, you're going to work on your original plan, then all the other things can be implemented at the time that they needed to be implemented. And I'm glad that you guys, I mean, I know you got big plans and you're expanding and you're traveling with the laptop workshops, that you can still focus on your primary, and then when it's ready, hit us with everything that you have that's new, because I'm definitely going to be a subscriber. So what do you think, Donna? How does that, you know, fit you?
Oh, that's the same way I felt. Slow down, focus on what we need to focus on. You know, we got certain goals we got in place. I was working on a book at the time we started doing this too. I had to, you know, slow that down for a second, but that hopefully will be out by summer. It's called Dr. King, What I Had a Dream and a Blog. And it's still on a technology thing. And everything we do fits together. So it's kind of working, so we know to build off of one thing, and then we can go and build up the next step. So, but everything eventually just goes together. It's all about technology.
So what made you guys get into technology? I mean, tell our listeners a little bit about, one day you got an idea, and that idea is what sparked this and sparked helping people in the way that you help people.
For me, it wasn't more an idea, but more of knowledge of the power of the internet.
Wow.
Just the power that is out there that other people are getting paid off of. And, you know, and I'm always preaching to our people to get online or get left behind, because, I mean, the power you have in your hand, I like to say that a poor child has access to the same internet that a rich child has access to. Everything you see on there, somebody else that's more wealthy or better off than you can see the same thing. There's power online. There's knowledge online. And you can do so many things that you couldn't do before in the past. When I speak to people, I like to tell them that our people back in the day, they would have definitely took advantage of this. Dr. King would have had a blog. I could have seen, you know, Madam C.J. Walker having an e-commerce website, selling her goods on eBay. Harriet Tubman would have used MapQuest to map out the Underground Railroad. I mean, it's just like, we need to take advantage of this. You know, that digital divide is closing, but are we online really taking advantage of what's on there, or are we just online playing games? Because there's power on the internet, and that's what got me into technology. You could build a business with hardly any money at all. It's an even playing field. I can go on about that. Go ahead, Kirk. That's my soapbox right there. You got to understand the power of the internet and the technology.
And for me, it's pretty much the same thing. It's the knowledge. I love to learn. I'm always trying to learn a new skill. I'm trying to learn about what's going on out there. So that's what got me into it, was the unlimited hours of education that is on the internet. If you can't sleep at night, don't get up and turn on the TV. Get on the internet and find something and learn. Read. Figure things out. See what's going on out there in other parts of the world. It's just, the knowledge is endless. So if you don't know how to do something, there is no excuse, because you can find it on the internet. My sister friend here learned how to play, what was it, Donna, blackjack?
Craps. Before I went to Vegas. Right on YouTube. Watch the videos right on YouTube.
I mean, whatever you want to learn, it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the things that I preach to people also is that you got at your hands the biggest library in the world right in your household now. You know, not to take away from the library, because I still go to the library, I still look at books, I still, you know, get on their computer from time to time again, but for the most part, you got the internet is just a giant library.
Mm-hmm. So you don't need the Encyclopedia Man to come knock on your door anymore to sell you a set of books.
Yeah, I remember we had ours as a child.
I know, everybody had that. Now you got even more information than that.
Exactly.
So now, were both of you born and raised there, or where did you originally come from?
Well, this is Kirsten, and I'm from Ohio.
Okay.
Donna is from Johnstown, PA.
I'm from Oberlin, Ohio.
So, okay, so what was it like in Ohio? And you said you had, what made you leave Ohio to, you know, strike out on your own and, you know, do things?
Well, I left Ohio because of love. Love brought me to Pittsburgh. But I had lived in Cleveland, and I had also lived in Columbus, and I moved here with my now husband. At the time, he wasn't when I moved here, and I was driving back and forth because I worked from home. And that's another reason that led me into the technology was I had worked for a telecommunications company from home, and I was downsized. And when I was downsized, my fear wasn't trying to find a job. My fear was having to go back into an office environment. So that's what made me become a virtual assistant. I had heard about it years and years ago and always knew that it was something that I wanted to do and never forgot about it. So I took that opportunity when I was downsized to launch my VA practice.
Okay. Me, came here from college, to go to college, went to University of Pittsburgh, got a bachelor's in communications, and then I ended up staying here and got a master's online. Loved it. Went to AIU. That was a great experience getting my master's degree on the internet. Only wish I could have got my bachelor's online, but stayed here, bought property, and, you know, planted roots here. When I started the Soul Pit got me here. You know, I fell in love with the city when I came here, and that's partly why I started the Soul Pit, to show people all the different things that was going on in our city and the things they had to offer and what a lot of the African Americans were doing here in the city. So the Soul Pit really has me rooted here, definitely. But and that's why I'm here.
Okay. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break and we're going to play one song, Al Green, Let's Stay Together. We hope you two ladies stay together. And so if y'all want to take a break and do what you need to do, we're going to start with Al Green, Let's Stay Together. You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
You never do.
listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. We have Kirsten Womack and Donna Baxter from Pittsburgh, PA on tonight, and we hope that they stay together. Can you ladies give out your contact information? If someone wanted to reach you, how could they do that?
Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, reach us online at www.2techdivas.com. And if you want to email us, you can email us at team@2techdivas.com. And if you want to check out our MySpace, it's at myspace.com/2techdivas.
Okay, now, a lot of times our big thinkers come on and they would like to offer our guests something that listen to the interview. Do you guys have any specials that you'd like to offer?
Yes, we do. We have 199 online tools that will empower you in your business. It's an
e-book,
and it's actually, we've snuck in more. We had so many, and we narrowed it down, but we couldn't get it down to 199. So we have a special offer for the Think Big listeners. The book usually is $27. We're taking $7 off. You can get it for $20. And if you go to 2techdivas.com/thinkbigradio.
So it's 2techdivas.com/thinkbigradio, all lowercase. And you can
okay.
Go book at a discount. I mean, it's tight. You'll find sites that you'll be like, I didn't even know this existed. You know, sites that can help you with so many things, and most of them are free websites to use.
Now, one of the things that I just heard you say was you all have also a MySpace page. Now, a lot of adults that I talk to and people who have businesses, they might just have their own normal website. Why do you think that from the standpoint of two people who are in technology and who are doing big things, why would they go to say, hey, you know what, let me start a MySpace page? Isn't that like for kids?
I'll let Donna talk about that.
Okay. I'll admit, I hated MySpace at first. I've been converted because I used to think it was for child molesters, teenagers, and people trying to get their music off, so. I've been converted because since we've been on MySpace, within a matter of probably 1 month, we have networked with so many powerful women entrepreneurs. It's ridiculous. We've got involved in virtual conference because of it. We've just gotten involved in so many different things, and people out of town have found out about us. There are a lot of people on MySpace that are business owners. You would be really surprised. And the reason why you want to do a social networking site or a blog is because MySpace and sites like Blogger, they get picked up on the search engines quicker than your website will. So with all the rich keywords you have in your web, in your MySpace or on your Blogger and things you say, if they're searching for 2Tech Divas, sometimes the MySpace will pop up before our site will.
Wow.
So you use a social networking site like MySpace, Facebook, to draw people to your site and the network, of course. But the main key is to get on that top page of the Google search engine. Google loves Blogger. They love MySpace, and they love Facebook and all those sites like that. And they get picked up faster than your own website. So
there you had it. They've just shared a nugget of gold, and they're giving us a lot of gold. You guys have to pick that ebook up. It's at a discount for the thinkbigradio.com listeners. They are going to track how many people have heard this interview, so we need to let them know that we are being heard out there. You heard it, number 2techdivas.com/thinkbigradio. And they'll report exactly how you guys were doing.
Oh, yes. By the way, the password.
Oh, it's password protected.
You go to Goldmine. You put in Goldmine.
Goldmine.
Anybody
okay.
that goes to 2techdivas.com/thinkbigradio, put in the password Goldmine, because that's what we're giving you, a big Goldmine.
G-O-L-D-M-I-N-E. And once again, that's GOLDMINE. I want you to get it right the first time. It's not gold mine. They do have mines of gold, these two techniques. We're talking about mine, like mining in California.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we've had a couple of callers on. They've been listening for a while. And I'd like to see if they have any new comments that they may want to make. I'm going to start this time with the 832 area code 264. Maybe they're able to ask a comment, or, ask a question or make a comment now. So 832, I'm going to put you on. Just let us know where you're from and if you have a comment. 832 area code, you are on.
Hi, this is Tanisha Ingram calling from Houston, Texas.
All right, we got a person here from Texas. Did you have a comment or a question?
Actually, I did have a question. I know that you have the laptop workshops. You travel to do the laptop workshops, and I was wondering if you ever do any type of workshops online.
Yes, we'll be starting to do, like, webinars, and we also do one-on-one training where we can actually help you online and also take control of your computer.
Okay.
Not that we're going to take control, never give it back, you know, but we take control of your computer and we walk you through certain things. So we can do it over the phone with you like that, and we can also do webinars where we do with groups.
Okay.
Okay, so did you have a comment or was that question fine?
Actually, my comment is that I really appreciate the teleconference tonight because I've actually learned a lot, and I visit your website, and I do plan to order the book, and
okay.
You have a lot of helpful information. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, real quick, how did you hear about them coming on tonight?
Actually, I've heard of them through Synergy Group.
Okay, great.
Okay, and guess how we found them? On MySpace.
All right, that's beautiful. All right, so I'm going to let you hear. I'm just going to mute you so that you can continue to listen, and then I'm going to ask the next caller if they have a new question or a comment. Thank you. Okay, 412-241 area code, can you state your name again and where you're from?
Hi, my name is Barjan. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Okay, did you have a new question or comment?
No, like I said, I just enjoy just listening to them. They've been an inspiration to me. I'm a up-and-coming wedding planner, so I'm taking in everything on how to start a small business and how to network, and I've learned so much in the last 2 weeks just by listening and reading on their websites and listening to Kirsten. I've just really learned a lot, and it's just good to have a resource like that in the Pittsburgh area because I know when I first came back to Pittsburgh, there wasn't really a lot for our community here, and going to thesoulpit.com has opened my eyes to a lot of things that, I haven't seen before, so it's been an inspiration to me.
Oh, thank you.
Definitely.
Beautiful. And we're glad that we can have you on to continuously listen and learn. That's what we try to do here at Think Big Radio is put big thinkers on who are doing things and who can assist you with your businesses. I'll probably be looking to get married in the next 3 years. I should have my fortune pretty much built about that time. So I'll look you up.
Definitely. Definitely. And I'll have my blog and my website up and going. So thank you.
You keep learning from them because I know if you keep learning from them, you're going to learn a lot.
Definitely. I have.
Thank you for showing them support and showing our radio station, thinkbigradio.com support.
Oh, no problem.
Well, at least we've got some people from your area and from as far away as Texas listening, so hopefully we'll get a few more callers to call in and ask questions and, find out a little bit more because there's only so much that I can ask. What would there be, what was something that you would like to share with our listeners that I may not have touched upon that is like, part of the three steps maybe to business ownership?
I can give one step, right? You should never let the lack of your technical skills sabotage your business's online success.
Wow.
Learn. Do not let that be a barrier, because it's easier than you think.
Okay, so we got our first tip is never let your technology thwart your plans. All right, so let me get another one. Who was that now, Donna
that
or Kirsten?
That was Donna. I have a tip for the at-home business person. If you want to start a business from home, be sure that you're going to be disciplined in your business and treat your business like a business when you're working from home. Set hours and boundaries and work your business like a business and not like a hobby. And don't get comfortable at home, because when you get comfortable, you'll be in the poorhouse. So that's my tip for the at home and how to be successful. You have to treat it like a business.
Okay. Good one.
Wow, that's what we need.
Number three.
Here.
Go ahead.
We're gonna do four, so both of you allow
okay.
a piece.
Number three.
Okay.
Even if you don't have a website,
all right,
get a blog. Okay? You do not need technical skills to have a blog. A blog is free. There's no monthly charge, and one of the easiest and best place to get on one is at blogger.com. So if you don't have a website, at least get a blog. And if you have a website, still get a blog, because the blog will drive more traffic to your site.
So there you go. That's three. Now let's get one more. One more. We can do
it. Tip number four is you don't have to have a lot of money to start a business, and you don't have to have a lot of money to be successful. There's all types of free tools out there on the Internet that will help you be successful. And there's tools on the Internet that are free that you now, when I use them, I'm like, how did I ever live without this? And
wow.
They're all in the 199 online tools. There's tools in there that Donna and I use that I don't know how we worked without them before we found them. I just don't know. And they do amazing things. And they save time, energy, and money. You don't need a lot of money to be successful. That's my number four.
There you go. Four tips.
Can I tell them one of the tools that's in the book?
Yeah, tell them a tool.
I want to tell them one of the tools that's in the book.
Called
Ether.
What's that called?
It's called Ether, ether.com. I love this tool. If you're a consultant, you can go to this website, and they'll give you a 1-877 number. A toll-free number that people can call. And when people call you, it's cool because the computer will tell you somebody's calling. It'll say, are you ready to take this call? And you have went into their service and already set your rates. Like if you want to talk to someone by the hour and charge say you want to charge $100 an hour or $1 a minute. You could put those rates in there. So when someone calls your number and they put your code in, you are queued and you know in advance that this person wants to talk to you. So if you press like number one, person comes on, you guys talk for a minute, and then if you're really ready to take that call and they're ready to make their payment, you push another button, they go back to the computer, and they put their credit card number in, and it gets billed right through PayPal. And the money goes right into your PayPal account, and you know you're not wasting your time talking to this person.
Wow.
Ether only takes like 15, I think they like take 10 or 15% of the money that you make, but they're not charging you anything. And you're getting a free 1-800 number that you could put on your business cards and everything. So you could say, like, call me at this number. Here's my access code. I charge at a rate of $1 per minute to talk to you about consultation, about your business, about taxes, or whatever it is. And it's a free service. They just, you know, they do take a fee, but you don't have to pay anything, so it's not costing you anything. And, like, we have so many tools in that book like that that there's sites on there people probably don't even know about at all, haven't never seen before. And that's just, like, one of my favorite ones in that book. And that's just one of over 200 tools.
You know what? I'm going to tell you, I study online a lot. I do a lot of marketing. And this is the first time I've heard of that. That's great because now I don't have to travel. And I charge at my handshake. They know when I come in the door, shake my hand,
mm-hmm.
and the next move is $50 for 30 minutes. Period.
This way you know you're getting your money because they had to put your credit card in before they got to go back to you. Because then you push number two and it'll say, okay, if you're ready to talk to Donna right now, you know, you're going to be billed at the rate of $1 per minute. Please put your credit card number in.
I like that. I'm at $150 an hour and I get $50 for the first 30. If you can't learn what I need to teach you in 30 minutes, step by step, at the 29th minute, I'm like, okay, well, we're on the 29th minute. Shall I continue? And
uh-huh.
they go, is it worth giving him another 100? And they're always
exactly.
like, oh, give him another 100. Or no, don't give him 100, but we're going to call him back right after he leaves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'd rather do that.
Definitely, yeah, that'll be a good site for you. It's ether.com, ETHER.com.
Oh, believe me, I spelled it. As a matter of fact, I got my tattoo artist putting it on my hand right now. Yeah, that's a good one.
And see, those are the type of tools that most people don't know about, but they need them, especially anybody that's a consultant, that's doing any type of consulting or coaching,
mm-hmm.
and it's free. So that's just something that, one, you don't have to worry about a shopping cart and how to collect the money because it's all done right there for
you.
You
don't need any technical skills to use this tool.
Listen, I'm going to tell you, sisters, right now, just like this, you just increased my business. I'm serious. You're going to look up next week and my real
have an Ether number.
It's going to be replaced with an 800 number.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
I pay to even go into my site now. No.
So does that mean we can push two on you right now and start running up your credit card?
well, listen. That depends.
Because that's what we like to say, technology should work for you, not the other way around.
Right.
And they got tools out there so that it works for you. You shouldn't like be stressed out over using some of the stuff. Some of the stuff is so easy. And it will make your life easier.
Get your information out there right now and get out how they can get their discount on your booklet.
Go ahead, Donna.
Go to twotechdivas.com/thinkbigradio. And when you get there, put in the password goldmine, GOLDMINE, because that's what we're giving you, a goldmine of tools. That's twotechdivas.com/thinkbigradio.
Password is
gold mine.
All right, so what else can you share that's not giving away anything that good? I mean, that's just right there enough for a lot of our Think Big radio listeners to take their businesses and their finances to the next level. What would you say? You know what? You guys got me thinking so much about the and I can't go there right now because I'm still marketing.
Okay.
For so why don't you ask a question to each other?
Uh-huh. This is Donna. I can tell you. Let me tell you a client success story. Because we got a lot of success stories with some of our clients that we have.
Okay.
My personal client actually, he was getting laid off at the job I was at, and he was really depressed about it. But he was so smart. He had a PhD in stats. And he was always on the message boards. Message boards are actually a good place to promote yourself because he would go on the message boards and give people advice on stocks and bonds and gold and the state of the economy and just different things. So a lot of people that was into that really listened to what he had to say. So when he got laid off, he was kind of depressed. I said, well, you're too smart. Sell your knowledge. That's a big tip for everybody. Sell your knowledge. Everybody has knowledge about something, whether you are knowledgeable about Doberman pinschers or you're knowledgeable about taxes. You can sell what you know. So I made him a website and made him a membership site. He charges $14 a month to have access to it, and in turn he writes like a 30-page Word document report on, you know, stocks and bonds and gold and telling people which ones to pick. He puts charts. He does a lot of work on this report. He has about 2,000 people, though, that are in his membership, and he accomplished this within 3 years. So now he's pulling in about $20,000 a month. So needless to say, even though he lost his job and he got retired, he started this just from his knowledge alone. And he moved to Costa Rica. I mean, he can do his work still from Costa Rica. Like, he'll be emailing me his stuff tonight, and I got to put it up there for him. But it's kind of cool because I just saw the power right there of selling your knowledge.
That is beautiful. Do we have any other short stories, whether they're on, they're big or they're small? Because one of the things I like for our listeners to notice is that you guys met 2 years ago, but this guy has been doing this for 3 years. So one of you were able to help him take his business to the next level. So I want our big thinkers out there and our big thinking listeners out there to realize that you ladies know what you're talking about. You're professionals, and you've been doing this for a while. And by both of you coming together, it makes you that much bigger and that much stronger. Let's hear another success story.
Do we want a success story, or how about another tool? Want another free tool?
Give both.
Give both.
Okay.
Give a little success for people out there who, you know, may not be at that point. You know,
okay.
Something. A mother was crying, and you helped her make, you know, $40.
Well, I have a client who makes more than $20,000 a month.
Okay.
And she's very successful, and she does it with information, just like Donna said. She gives away information, and that information that she gives away leads the people into other products. So, again, you may have information that you can sell, but there's also information that you can give away that will bring people back to you for what it is that you're selling. So don't think that what you know that people don't want to know. Start giving, have a special report that you give away. Give away a special report on your newsletter. If you do a newsletter, give that information away. Monitor it. See how many people are collecting that information and how many people come back to you for that information. Once you find what people want, then elaborate on that information and turn it into a product and sell that product. But always have something to give to your people.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always about making the money, especially when you're in it to help the people. You have to give.
Wow.
If you don't give, you're not going to receive.
That's right.
And for a free tool that I have you ever wanted to make a PDF file? You have something that you want to protect, and you know somebody that's got Adobe, and you call them, and you say, "Will you make me a PDF file?" And they say, "Yeah," and you could tell that they really don't want to do it. You don't have to call them anymore. Go to PDF online and make your PDF, and it's free. It's www.pdfonline.com. You can upload your Word document, and you'll get it back as a PDF.
That's great. And what I would like to share along with that is a lot of these book sites out here, you can, if you're working on a book, they're accepting PDF files for your book, and they're binding them and everything for you to sell. So for those of you out here, here's something free that you can use, coming from big, is lulu.com. That's lulu.com. So for those out there who are thinking about writing a book or putting something together, you know where you can go as far as the PDF file, and now you know where you can go once you've done that to load your information up. So I had to share something, you know. I know a little bit.
All right. There you go, babe.
That's right.
Now we're getting down to our last 8 minutes of the show. What can you ladies share with our listeners before we have to give the great, big, who would you like to thanks?
I mean, more tools or more just stuff to share, advice?
Okay, share this. How many brothers and sisters do each of you have?
I have zero.
I have four brothers.
I have zero.
I have four brothers and one sister, and I'm the youngest.
Wow. The
and
youngest.
I'm 10 years behind. The next to me is 10 years, and it's my sister.
Now, who is that speaking?
That's Kirsten.
Kirsten, okay. And Donna, you're the only child.
Yes.
We're in the same boat.
Yes. I'm a true diva.
And I was like an only child because my oldest brother was graduating from high school when I was born.
Oh, yeah. You're the one that they used to have to babysit from time to time.
And be mad about it.
Okay. Now, another thing, are both of you ladies married?
Kirsten is.
Okay, so that. Now, you know the wedding planner is going to contact you in a minute. He's going to invite you to some of those weddings out there so you can market your products. And they're going to be like, who is that? Who is that?
Mm-hmm.
And you might catch the bouquet.
I don't want that again.
You don't.
You took me up with that.
I'll pass,
babe. I have something else to share.
Okay.
And it's about writing articles and
great.
Getting information. If you have knowledge about something, write an article. It doesn't have to be, well, it's got to be grammatically correct, and it has to be, you know, not have typos, but it doesn't have to be a Rhodes Scholar report. Write an article and post it out there on some of the free sites and get some recognition for what you know. And it'll drive traffic to your website. Even if it's a 10-step how-to. People are looking for that information. Get it out there. Get it online.
Wow.
If you submit those to the article submission, they get picked up on the search engines really well, too. Social networking.
One of the things that I like to do, which I always do with our big thinkers, is thank them for coming on the show. Truly, you ladies have done no less than I thought you would have done. You've actually done more. I really feel blessed tonight that we had two big thinkers that took time out of their day to come and share their expert advice, share tools, of course, that I didn't know about, and it's a blessing that you all are doing everything that you're doing, and you're doing this for free. And even that you've got us a little bitty area on your page, marketing for us, for the listeners who come to our show, I really appreciate that. I look forward to talking to you guys in the future and networking. And when I come down there, you know, we all hang out. Mm-hmm. But who would you like to thank?
Like, thank you for having us on the show, and I'd love to thank Kirsten for being my partner and coming to that conference that day, because it's really changed my life as far as in my business. And I'd like to thank the city of Pittsburgh for embracing the Soul Pit, because the soulpit.com is actually where I got my big start as far as being able to brand myself as someone knowledgeable in technology.
Now, one second. Spell that soulpit.com, because some people may.
It's thesoulpit.com. The soul.
Okay.
Pit. It's the heart and soul of Pittsburgh.
And I have to thank my husband, because he has supported me through my many ventures. He has supported me mentally, spiritually. Yes, financially. And I just have to really say thank you, because he has just, I wouldn't have been able to do it without him. So I just have to say thank you. And, of course, thank you, Donna, my sister.
All right.
I'd like to also say thank you for mentioning your husband, because a lot of times we men don't get credit. You know, that's not only shows some true love, but, you know, it shows that, you know, together we can do things, working as a team, whether it's male and male, female and female, male and female, that it takes teamwork to get things. And, you know, I truly love when women come on and they mention their father or their other half or their husband and things like that, because, you know, it lets the world out there know that, yeah, you guys are starting more businesses than us. But at the same time, you're also thanking us and showing us appreciation. So coming from Big, I'd like to thank both of you ladies. I love to have you on again. That's Two Tech Divas, the number 2TechDivas.com. And if you want that special, go to 2TechDivas.com/ThinkBigRadio, and the password is Gold Mine. That's GoldMine.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful. Think big, everyone.